This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, man, Merck sends some more hot water, right? Julie Gerberding leads the CDC to head Merck's $5 billion vaccine division, and they could be in trouble. They could be in trouble over the shingles vaccine. We're going to get to that in just a moment. You are all welcome to join me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The water is warm, not too hot. In fact, we've drenched today. Super Don, I was complaining about not having any rain. I thought I lived in the desert. We got enough, like, in 10 days of rain in one day, man. Yeah, I could have taken a boat out. Yeah.
Nice. So you're working on your backstroke?
Well, my garden is happy. I tell you, everything turns green in a hurry around here. So, no, I'm pleased about it overall. I'm not complaining. So we've got that going on. We've got some PTSD stories. We got news about grammar vigilantes, and it's not me this time. And we got
Are you a grammar vigilante? Yes.
I've known
it's
to be so.
Listen, I'll tell you, it's a generational thing. I think it is. It's totally a generation.
The last generation to care about grammar, Generation X. So we'll see if we can replenish it. We got that coming up. We got questions of the day. We got comments of the day. Another challenge to Super Don. We'll see if he's come up with one of the more. If you thought the bizarre questions and requests for theme songs have been weird so far, get a load of that one. No, don't get a load of that one, because it could be a pant load of that one. Oh, my
nice
God.
Nice choice of words. Yes. I like that.
You'll have to stand by for later in the show if you want to know the new theme song that Super Don has come up with, because, you know, he says throw down the gauntlet, and there he is, and there he goes, and there he went. Or did he go? Well, we'll find out. Stick with us on that. Also, Lyme disease in the news, big time. It's not just Lyme, Connecticut. And by the way, folks, if I'm going to be a grammar vigilante about it, it's not Lyme's disease, it's Lyme disease. But honestly, I don't care. I care about Lyme disease and people who suffer from it. I see people say Lyme's disease all the time. I see doctors say Lyme's disease all the time. I really don't. It doesn't bother me that much. It's just, at this point, who cares? But there are certain things in English that I think maybe we should stand up and defend. But I also know that English, the language, is so flexible that it's just kind of maneuvered itself, and the people who use it have maneuvered this language to make it do things that nobody ever thought it could do. And that could be good, that could be bad, could be ugly, could be beautiful. And we'll find out where it's going in a little while. All right, shall we start the show? I promise you I'm not delaying the start of the show. I'm not. I really want to talk about this opening subject, and it relates to the shingles. Now, the shingles, as you know, is, or should know, is the chicken pox virus, manifesting typically in adults who have already had the chicken pox, ironically, or who have, in particular, gotten the vaccine for the shingles. This is it's always been a disaster in the making, because it's one of my prime examples over the years. When I talk to people about the fallacy of antibodies being enough to protect you from any given disease, right, the antibody is for XYZ disease, or in this case, herpes zoster varicella, the varicella virus. know, they have now a chicken pox vaccine, which is lunatic. And now we have also, you know, the shingles shot. But the idea, of course, about vaccinations, since this is the month of discussion of vaccines, because the truth about vaccines is going to be launching in just about a week or so now. And I encourage you, if you haven't already signed up, to watch for free. There's a banner in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan. Go to robertscottbell.com right now and tell your friends, link them up, share the links, because this is a game changer, folks. This is the one that will let you see into what I've been talking about for many years. Even though the documentary series, the docuseries, does not take a stance officially, I'm certain there are people within it that do, but it just tries to reveal information for you all to make a better informed decision about whether you want to subject your children or yourself to these experimental medicaments injected or taken orally, depending on the kind you're doing, or intranasally. So the whole idea behind vaccines is we want to stimulate an antibody to a given disease, or they call it a disease. But I'm also here to tell you the disease is not what they say it is. They call the disease chickenpox, right? And they say it is the virus. No, it's not. It's your response to the virus. And it is like all the diseases that they say you have, it's the response to those given microorganisms, if they're even correct on what they are. So with chickenpox, you remember that? It was pretty much a benign childhood rite of passage. Unless you were, you know, abject poverty, starving in the middle of you know, selenium deficient soils in Africa, chickenpox is really not going to harm you. You want to get them done earlier, it's better. Younger kids go through it better. The same thing with measles. They say, oh, everybody dies from measles. No, they don't. In fact, you know, massive vitamin A deficiencies in Africa, those places. Yeah, you could say somebody could have a problem, a complication with that. But people in what we call first world countries don't die from measles. So the idea, again, I come back to this, it's like you're teasing me, Robert. No, I'm trying to get to it.
The buildup on this is just awesome. I'm on the edge of my seat right now. Yeah.
New listeners are. Long-time listeners are going, say it! Here's a question. Is an antibody enough to protect you from any given disease? All right? You have an antibody for chickenpox if you had chickenpox as a child. We were told by the doctors, yes, we do. We now have immunity for life. Well, that doesn't explain shingles, because shingles is caused, as they say, by the same manifestation of the same virus, viral replication of the chickenpox virus in adulthood, brutally painful, not pleasant. You have the antibodies for it. And then they say, well, maybe they wore off. Well, I thought that they didn't. How do they wear out? Do they just get amnesia? Do they get PTSD? Where do they go? Well, I don't know. But, hey, here's another vaccine. This one's for the shingles. We'll get you that. And, of course, what we find then is complications to the vaccine due to the adjuvants in it. Maybe the virus as well, because it is a live virus. And if you don't believe me, we'll go back about a year on Fox News. And I think it was, who were the two doctors speaking on this on Fox News, Super?
This is the medical A-team.
Yeah.
Dr. Siegel and Dr. Samadi.
Yeah, give a listen to what they were talking about with this live Zostavax chickenpox shingles vaccine.
Now, this vaccine, it's a live virus vaccine. You cannot give it to people that are immunocompromised or have chronic diseases. It only works 50% of the time. It only lasts 5 years. It's not a perfect vaccine. But what I love about it is that 70% of the time, it prevents that pain that goes along with the rash. And that's what really cripples people.
70% of the time and 50% that they claim it works among those who you hope are not immunocompromised. And the problem with what he just said is that he's accurate, okay? You can't give it to immunocompromised people. But tell me who in America is not immunocompromised. Tell me the elder that is not suffering from some semblance of suboptimal immune function. You can't find that senior unless they've been on organic non-GMO foods. They go out dancing every night or running. They're so rare. And they're targeting this to the average American elder or those on their way to becoming elders. And those average Americans are on an average amount of pharmaceutical drugs, which are pretty toxic to the immune system, the liver, the kidneys, etc., the GI tract. How many of them have been on antibiotics and crippled their immune system that way? So they don't consider that when they acknowledge the truth about you can't give this thing to immunocompromised people.
Does it give you a strain? This shot, like the flu shot, gives you a strain of the flu. Does this give you some sort of strain of the shingles?
Well, it is a live virus, and so you are getting it, and that's one of the reasons why this is a little controversial, because it only works in about 50% of the patients. So this is something that you need to discuss with your doctor.
No, you don't need to discuss this with your doctor. You need to discuss it with yourself. And if you still want it, maybe go back to preschool and learn some basics about these things do not add up. And, of course, they'll ask about side effects, but they'll probably, you know, rush them along, nothing to see here, move along.
What about side effects of the shot?
Mostly redness and soreness at the site, and occasionally you may get some chicken pox.
Usually just localized reaction to it. Usually just
they told me I have to go.
Oh, told me I have to go. Did you hear that? Oh, my gosh, you're getting into the negative effects of the
shot. Did he say you could get chicken pox?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And did you notice how Dr. Siegel just jumped right over him on there? No, it's just,
local redness.
Local.
Yeah. Folks, this is an absolute disaster. But one of these doctors, Samadi, you know, as intelligent as he is, because he's a doctor.
He's my favorite.
He has a degree. That's why I call it a degree. Listen, remember what Samadi said about crack babies? This is about a year or two ago, isn't it?
Yeah, this was a couple of years ago, and he was basically talking against the idea of medical cannabis being as effective or that people should use.
So we just want you to know about the credibility of the doctors on Fox News reporting on these issues.
Now we have crack babies coming in because pregnant women are smoking this whole marijuana business.
But it still cracks me up. No pun intended on the crack joke there. But yeah,
that
all the crack babies
knew.
Because of the women
you
were
you
smoking
never
the marijuana.
Knew that smoking cannabis will make you a crack baby. Yeah.
Yeah, I did not know that. But again, these are the doctors on that level, Fox doctorates, and so we got to correct the record. But folks, if you want to prevent the outbreak of shingles, take every day the adequate forms, the right form of selenium to the quantity you need. And in people that are vulnerable, their immune systems are vulnerable, you're darn sure better be more than 200 micrograms, 400 micrograms minimum of the whole food variety, not a synthetic isolate. And I talk about it in my book, Unlock the Power to Heal, that I wrote with Ty Bollinger. Also, silver hydrosol is known to stop, because the silver ions, they stop viral replication on contact, so you can use that orally, hourly even, in a crisis, and topically, locally, wherever there's a manifestation of a shingles outbreak. So you have tools. You don't have to relegate yourself to dunderheaded doctors telling you that 50% of the time, 70% will be reduced in pain even when they get the darn thing because they give it to you via the shot. Don't let them lie to you about nature and the nature of reality, much less your immune system. Probiotics as well. And if your immune system is compromised, the gut recovery protocol I talk about in the book as well, Silver Aloe Protocol, is a life-changing thing for the better. 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, not many dollars. But you'll be hollering, thank you, Robert. All right, folks, we got to talk about another cure for PTSD that's worse than the treatment.
Who did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, Super Don, making it sound so good. We got Ben on the board at GCN, and you can call us now, 866-939-BELL, if you'd like, 866-939-2355. We got question of the day coming up. Interesting topic I don't think I've covered before, so something new for all you old-timers out there. You could be young at heart, but older than dirt, because I've been on the air that long. So I'm just trying to help you out, okay? Because I'm getting there too, right? I don't want anybody to succumb to dangerous vaccines. I don't. I want you to have all the information you can to arm yourself appropriately. How about against PTSD? We just covered, was it yesterday? Was it with Dr. Batard doing advanced medicine? The fact that antibiotics were causing problems with new brain cell formation? I think that was the
antibiotics kill gut bacteria are also stopping the growth of new brain cells.
So, yeah. So, logically, modern medicine would say, hey, maybe we can treat PTSD with antibiotics.
Hey, makes sense to me.
I'm freaking numbnuts, dude. This is a real thing. They've tested it, and they say, hey, it works. Right? They did this kind of this trial, which was a controlled clinical trial, where they set people up to have PTSD, like mini PTSD, not like on the battlefield, but within a psychological experiment. Electric shocks, right? And then they send them home, they're geared up, they got PTSD, they're going to come back and do the same thing, except this time instead of the shocks, they hit them with loud sounds, but the anticipation is already there. You've already set yourself up to, like, if I see this color in this experiment, oh my gosh, that means I'm going to get a shock. So they pretty much set up a stage where they kind of mimic the PTSD. And so what they did for, I guess, half of the participants is they gave them doxycycline. Doxycycline. They said, all right, let's see what happens. I don't know who came up with this. It's like, oh, I wonder I wonder if we give them an antibiotic, maybe they won't be they won't know to be afraid that they're going to get like an electric shock, and that's somehow a good thing. And so they do this experiment, and sure enough, the people that were on the antibiotic that should have had a PTSD reaction to that second stage didn't as severe. And they acknowledged, they said, it looked like it reduced your fear memory. Your fear memory. I thought, well, this makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it? They identified the antibiotics destroy certain neural pathways, stop the production of new ones, and they go, all right, if you got PTSD, let's just kill your brain and nervous system. That's a good plan. Much like putting somebody on an opioid and addicting them to death, because they do have pain. We don't want to suffer, but completely ignore ways to manage pain or reduce pain and get people off of opiates like cannabis. And we don't want you to have that option. We would rather just destroy stuff. The allopathic medical model is more war-making. It's more war-believing. It's more war-manifesting than the Pentagon. I'm telling you. The Pentagon has got nothing on modern medicine in their never-ending saga, never-ending attempts to destroy that which God created. I know that's going to upset some of you folks out there that I say that, but I also say that the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance, because it guarantees that you will be the battlefield for the destructive mechanisms, toxic substances, diagnostic investigations, invasive as they may be, to put you on stupid things like doxycycline for PTSD. How much more are we just shoot the vets when they come home, right? Don't care about them. Give them an antibiotic for PTSD. It's chemo. Destroy their brains because you destroyed their gut. We've already established the link and the connection. I'm a patient man, but I've lost my patience with the way the modern medicine people and the medical complex and the government are destroying our troops coming home. Whether they're overseas legitimately is a separate discussion. But by God, don't do what you do to them when they come home and then deny them the thing that can help them most, cannabis, which is not being allowed through the VA for the most part.
And then you have dunderheaded doctors. You'll have crack babies.
Yeah, exactly. Dunderheaded doctors on Fox News will tell you they'll have crack babies because they're smoking the marijuana. I'm telling you, and the Zostavax, I mean, why is Zostavax the big trouble for Merck? Because it's killing some of the patients. Much like GSK and... Now, Mark, well, I guess they both are in the mix there with Gardasil and Cervarix, right? And that's killing some of these girls, much less putting them in paralysis, making them sterile, right? They can't have babies. Guillain-Barré, neurological paralysis, etc. I'm just disgusted right now. I didn't start disgusted, but the more I cover these stories, the more disgusted I get with modern medicine, outside of putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. But even then, if they're not going to include Arnica and CBD... They're the crack baby, because their heads are cracked open and filled with pharmaceutical propaganda that they can't seem to outgrow. We might have to talk to President Trump about this. All right, stand by. We got lots more healing, including a question of the day related to a child. Very interesting question.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to say big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold on, talk amongst yourselves for a moment. I got to take another dose of my Plus CBD oil. Super Don, do you mind just talk for a moment? Hold on. I'm going to put that in now.
You better be careful, because I've heard that that CBD can cause you to have crack babies. So,
No. Hemp babies, not crack babies. Hemp babies. Right. And this CBD is not, again, not psychoactive in the same way THC is. But as I mentioned, for those that are using it medicinally for pain, it doesn't get you high. Now, I'm talking now about the THC even. So we'll get more people talking about that as we get more, hopefully, common sense going out. I just wonder, have I turned off all my listeners? I think I got a little animated last segment. I just one story after another, and we're only just started. I'm like dude, I'm just so disgusted with this. I can't believe I'm reporting on this. But then again, I ask myself, who else is in radio? So I got to do it. I got to.
Well, hopefully whatever listeners we have left now won't leave us after next hour when we play the new theme, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you have got to stick around for the latest, greatest theme that Super Don was challenged to
do. And you can't blame me. It's all Mark D's fault.
Okay, so Mark D, you're on notice, buddy. You know, we're going to have to restrict his privileges for, you know, challenging you for theme song, because if he gets any crazier than this, I don't know if we'll be able to handle it. So everybody take a look. RobertScottBell.com if you want a hint where it's going. You can check it out in advance of everybody else. It's kind of like me telling Super Don who died in the finale episode of The Walking Dead.
Which
by the way,
I watched
did you watch
last
the finale?
Night. I watched
so
it I said, you can't ruin it for me now.
I can't trick you. I can't. It was who's the one that plays Bigfoot on that show? Who plays Bigfoot? Isn't there a Sasquatch in that show?
No, there's no Bigfoot.
He died. He died. Well, that's why. Because he's not there. He died. There's no more Bigfoot in that
that's
show.
Right. Okay.
See how up I am on The Walking Dead? There you go.
A Sasquatch.
So there you go. That's,
you're just a funny guy, I tell you.
Totally. That show is about Sasquatches. All right. So let's Sasquatch over to our listeners who love to reach out and ask some really cool questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Everybody's gone thorough. Ever since we said there was a Steve the Thorough, Steve A.G. has been thorough, Mark D. is thorough. I'm like looking now, do we ever get any questions that are filled with brevity anymore? I don't think so. They're all so detailed, so challenging to get through them all, but we'll go for it in this case. And in this case, Steve A.G. says, hey, no theme challenge. This is a true QOTD. So, all right, so we got that coming. Let's see, what does he say here? It's Steve saying, my wife's friend has a 2-year-old girl with mastocytosis, an excess of mast cells. This child was not vaccinated because the mother's first child had health issues from his vaccines. I did ask if the child left her sight, and she said the girl was always with her or other family. The daughter was born via C-section. So, yeah, that's it. Folks, this is a very important moment. I'm going to pause from this question of the day to say if you have a hospital birth, whether it's a quote-unquote natural birth, vaginal delivery, or a C-section in a hospital, you definitely want to have family members there that understand your birth plan and will respect those wishes and defend them from overzealous nurses or doctors that will try to vaccinate them when you're not looking. That happens. So I will take their word for it that they watched this child and that she was not vaccinated inadvertently, but she was born via C-section, and the mother, of course, because of the C-section, was given antibiotics. The child, according to this, was breastfed, but Steve suspects that toxins may have been passed on to the child during that time. The labor was prolonged, and we are pretty sure the mother was also given nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or acetaminophen before surgery. So there was definitely some liver issues going to have to be metabolized through, right? The diet before birth was loaded with processed garbage, dyes, pesticides, GMOs, etc., and largely still continues, though they are doing raw dairy. Yeah, no, I'm happy you're doing raw dairy, but that doesn't make up for the other garbage. And I don't think Steve thinks so either. The child has minimal normal immune reactions. What does that mean? Oh, she rarely gets sick. All right, so, you know, it's hard to say whether that's good or bad because, you know, reactions, strong reactions, also can indicate vitality. It isn't that having no symptoms as a child is necessarily a sign of a strong immune system. So I'm going to leave it that there. Let's see. Until something triggers the cytosis and hives develop and the white cell counts spike. This has been happening largely from day one of birth, we are told, which is why I am looking at toxins passed from the mother. The little girl is taking antihistamines and topical steroids. She can't have oral steroids. But we were asked about natural remedies to try for relief of the symptoms. Considering the symptoms, many detoxifying involved with the disorder, I see this as a hyperimmune response to a chemical trigger. You know, Steve A.G., I think you're onto something here. You really are. Her doctors have been 50-50 on calling it autoimmune. The latest reaction came days after processed snacks were given at daycare. No coincidence in my mind. My thought was to heal the gut and remove the fake food, slowly working any common food allergies back in, like strawberries, nuts. Yeah, of course, if they're organic strawberries, Steve, let her know, because that's number one on the dirty dozen of foods containing pesticide residues. So you got to make sure the strawberries are clean. Yeah, of course, then Steve continues, of course, this means no preservatives, dyes, GMOs, pesticides, fungicides, etc. I looked at beta-1-3D glucan to modulate the immune system, but A.J. Lanigan and Dr. Vedviga didn't see the benefit for a child at that age, and they will err on the side of caution because so much is still unknown about autoimmune causes. Would carnivora fall into that same category? You know, that's a good question. I honestly don't know the answer to that. I would call a carnivora and say, how young can you give it? My sense is that botanical probably would be safe for children, or I don't know at what age. I'm not concerned. I don't have spider senses tingling about that one. But there are other things we can do here. Steve continues. Again, very thorough. Everybody's thorough now when they ask questions, because I probably complained one too many times about not having enough information, Super Don. I probably brought this on myself. What do you think?
Now we're getting a novel now on these questions, yeah. Which is awesome.
So I really can't blame him for wanting to be thorough. I can't. I'm not. Aside from cleaning up the diet, what are your thoughts on the Silver Aloe protocol for a 2-year-old and daily pre-probiotics? Well, I'm not aware of any contraindication for aloe vera, as long as it's clean, right? I'm not aware of any contraindications for the form of silver hydrosol, you know, we use here. In fact, you know, another animal model, I think I just introduced this at my last talk that I got, a recent study that showed once again over, I think it was, this might even be 2,500 times the EPA reference dose. And they fed it to lactating mice, to their pups. So they knew that the silver was getting in through the breast milk, or, you know, call it the milk. I can't say that. Mammalian milk. I want to say
mammalian milk.
And so it was definitely loading that little pop up with silver. And they found out that a lot of it went to the brain and nervous system, and people freak out about that. But what they also mentioned, thankfully, was that there were no behavioral shifts, no dysfunction whatsoever with the brain and nervous system, also strengthening my perspective that the right form of silver at the right quantity is not harmful, even if there is some element of connection to the brain and nervous system. I've talked about remyelinating, you know, in MS patients. So I have no concern with doing that for a 2-year-old. I know I was giving silver to my 2-year-old. But to have a gut recovery protocol like that, I think one of the things that you can do very simply and easily is homeopathic medicine. So water-based, our friend Dr. Frank King, King Bio, has the upper GI, lower GI formulas, and the lower GI works with the probiotics. The upper GI looks like enzyme restoration. Okay? So Steve AG is saying, I'm trying to encourage going after the cause and not reacting to the symptoms. So I mentioned some homeopathics. He also mentioned Dr. Batar, but frankly, he felt that that might not be a good idea because Dr. Batar might not have a lot of patience with people not willing to do the right thing by stopping to put the garbage in. And you're right about that. But yeah, definitely have him read the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. Steve, you are really on the right track. You are. We've got to detoxify the liver of this child. We can do homeopathic detoxification formulas. It's very simple. It's very safe to do that. And indeed, you know, working with the GI recovery homeopathically along with silver and aloe, there's no harm that could come from that. And then, of course, feeding the good probiotics, and then we normalize immune response, immune reaction. Now, I also have a concern about mercury burden passed down from mother to child at this point. Although typically it may happen more in the first child, there still could be a mercury burden from her history. Does she have amalgams? Does she have metal mercury amalgams? Has she been vaccinated with any thimerosal-containing vaccines or other exposures environmentally that could impact? Because, you know, one of the known complications of mercury toxicity are skin conditions, hyperpigmentation issues. So detoxifying means, of course, somehow finding a way to get more selenium in the system. And I know still that a lot of doctors freak out about selenium because they've all been told selenium can be toxic, and yes, in the wrong form to excess, it can be. But in the form we're talking about, even a 50 microgram tablet at that level, at that age, I would have no concern for that. And somehow, if they're on solid food already, to grind one up and mix it into the food might be a good consideration. But again, start with the homeopathy, start with the silver aloe if they're willing, but All of that may go for naught or minimal benefit if they're not willing to clean up what goes into this baby. If they figured out that the added vaccines were of no real benefit and only detrimental. So, Steve, AG, you are bringing the power to heal back to your family. You know, only God knows if they'll listen. But you keep being a living example, and you keep bringing the vitamin L to those family members. I got a little ornery, maybe a little angry, a little frustrated, all of that. I probably need a remedy for that. I took some CBD, so I'm a little calmer now as we open because, you know, at a certain point, you see how dumb we have become as a species that we're willing to believe that poisoning our bodies through injection like Zostavax vaccine for shingles or doxycycline for people who have PTSD because now you know it damages the brain and nervous system. That's a legitimate therapy. Maybe it's just me. Tell me. I mean, if I'm on the gone off deep end on this, thinking you're just all too crunchy granola and natural for us, and we can't handle it anymore. Call me up and yell at me. That's okay. I can take it. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. GCN is our syndication home and radio, and we are on radio station affiliates all over this country, all over the world, too. Shout out to our friends in the United Kingdom when they listen on UK Health Radio. We love you over there. We got a story out of Bristol, which I believe might be somewhere in the United Kingdom a little later. Talk about grammar vigilantes. It's not just here in America. It's where the Queen's English is supposed to be. All right. Thanks, Steve. We got more to cover. We will. We do have a comment of the day from Mark D. next hour. A big challenge for Super D.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation. Far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do I get a little crap for being a guy that likes to correct millennials and their punctuation and spelling errors and stuff like that? Am I get a little overbearing, Superdon?
Most of that is behind the scenes. So for me personally, no, it's not, because I kind of share the same obsession with you.
Mm-hmm. I never thought I'd grow up to be the...
I see it on like Facebook, or I'll see it, especially on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. If you ever spend any time looking for stuff on Craigslist, it's just rampant on Craigslist. The misuse of words and lack of apostrophes and people saying your instead of your, and yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, well, one of the ones that bugs me to no end is lose and loose. L-O-S-E loose, and yes. L-O-O-S-E. I mean, and the thing is, that's not just a millennial error. I see that in almost, certainly Gen X has that problem too. They don't know how to spell lose. They always spell it loose. So anyway, we've got friends in Bristol. I think this is in England, Super Don. There's a revelation here. A self-styled grammar vigilante is on the loose. And he's been on the loose for a long time. You know, he's doing just some terrible deeds because he's correcting badly punctuated shop signs in the dead of night when there's no defense mechanism up.
That's great.
He calls himself that. I like the term grammar vigilante versus grammar Nazi, because it sort of degrades, you know, the real evil of Nazism. But a grammar vigilante, okay, yeah, I can go with that. He hasn't asked for permission to correct a sign that is kind of broken, but
he's like a superhero, and you know, every superhero has to have his like secret weapon, and he's got his own. It's called the apostrophizer.
Apostrophizer. That's great. And it's not made by Pfizer, I promise you. It's a broom handle laden with two sponges and a number of stickers. And apparently he's corrected tens of missing and misplaced apostrophes on shop banners across Bristol over the past 13 years. It's a long time to not get caught. Is he just coming out of the woodwork now? Are they making a movie about his life? What's happening there?
I don't know. He's emerged from the grammar cave. that's somewhere, some undisclosed location somewhere in the wilderness to continue to do his work. Or either that or it's a copycat. And if it's a copycat, then more power to him. I think it's pretty funny. And it also highlights the problem, which it really is a problem in today's generation.
Improper use of English. It's worse than, I don't know, what do you want to say it's worse than? But it depends on how annoyed you are with people goofing on it. Now, I appreciate, I mentioned this, the flexibility of the English language to kind of be very creative and chart new courses with the language. I'm not totally opposed to that, but if you're going to use the basic English, I mean, does it count for anything anymore? I guess in England this guy's a hero. Maybe he would be considered a bully to millennials and they'd need a safe space from the grammar apostrophizer, whatever they call this. He says he's a grammar vigilante, but some say he should be a punctuation vigilante because, you know, apostrophes are not so much grammar as they are punctuation. I guess somebody's really getting nitpicky on that.
another grammar vigilante went and corrected the grammar vigilante, but
right.
Yeah, it's interesting, but I love, you know, some of the work he's done here. There's one here where it says that one of his most recent corrections was to Cambridge Motors Garage, and it's MOTOR apostrophe S. And so he actually went up there and he corrected that apostrophe. And then there was apparently they've had made this mistake before, and they almost caught him like 2 years ago, but he managed to get away without being identified.
He did. But what, I mean, again, are people saying that he is vandalizing? I mean, it could be argued that maybe they wanted the sign to be spelled wrong to get attention. You know, shouldn't he check with the owners first and maybe give them an option to self-correct?
I don't know. And here's
my question. Self-correcting.
What happens if they catch the grammar vigilante? What do you do then?
What's his punishment? I don't know. Do we like make him wear an apostrophe?
Put him in a cell that has mis apostrophed words all over the walls or something.
Right. This is a gentleman's cell with no apostrophe. All right, folks, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing now that we've solved the grammar vigilante mystery. If you're in Bristol, England, of course. We got big news on Lyme disease, and I've got perspective on that you won't hear on any other broadcast radio program, probably TV either. And is Tom Brady, are his genes more than luck? Plus a comment of the day and a theme throwdown for Super D because the power to heal is his.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.